This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Areas of Glenwood Springs are digging out after melting snow runoff caused a series of debris flows today. Mud from the Red Mountain area covered train tracks and blocked access to the city's wastewater treatment plant. Glenwood Springs Public Works Director Matt Langhorse says damage is minimal.
It's mostly just a mess, to be honest with you. The hillside came down, flowed across the road last night and landed on the railroad tracks a little bit, not too bad. But mostly at this point, it's just a muddy mess that we're cleaning up.
Officials expect more runoff in the coming days as snow continues to melt. Meanwhile, those warming temperatures are driving up the risk of avalanches in the mountains. The chance of wet avalanches increases when springtime snowpack melts. These types of avalanches occur when layers of snow beneath the surface become unstable due to increasing moisture. Brian Lazar, deputy director of the Colorado Avalanche Information Center, says springtime snowboarders and skiers should be extra careful.
So outside of checking your forecast, you want to make sure you're still carrying your minimum required rescue gear, which includes an avalanche transceiver, a shovel, and a probe.
Colorado has recorded 11 avalanche fatalities this snow season. One more will tie the state's all-time record set in 1993. And Denver Nuggets center Nikola Jokic has missed out on a third consecutive Most Valuable Player award. He lost to Philadelphia 76er Joel Embiid. It's his first MVP award. The results were announced this afternoon, but it's not all gloomy for Jokic. The Nuggets are championship contenders and beat the Phoenix Suns in the second game of their second-round playoff series last night. This is CPR News.